However, we both knew that it's a bit hard to play the diplomat when you camp an army outside of someone's city.
You admit to being conquerors, then, Yeoman said. You are more honest than your husband.
Elland is more sincere than either of us, Yeoman, Vin snapped. Just because he interprets things differently from you or me does not mean he's being dishonest when he expresses his view.
Yeoman raised an eyebrow, perhaps at the quickness of her response.
A valid point.
Vin sat back on the bench, wrapping her cut hands with a bit of clean cloth from her shirt.
Yeoman stood beside the windows of the large, stark room. It felt very odd to be speaking to him. On one hand, she and he seemed very different. He was a bureaucrat obligator whose lack of muscle or warrior's grace proved that he'd spent his life concerned with forms and records. She was a child of the streets, and an adult practiced in war and assassination. Yet his mannerisms, his way of speaking, seemed to resemble her own.
Is this what I might have been more like, she wondered, had I not been born a Ska, a blunt bureaucrat, rather than a terse warrior?
As Yeoman contemplated her, Ruin walked in a slow circle around the obligator king.
This one is a disappointment, Ruin said quietly.
Vin glanced at Ruin just briefly. He shook his head.
Such destruction this one could have caused, had he struck out rather than staying huddled in his little city, praying to his dead god. Men would have followed him. I could never get through to him on the long term, unfortunately. Not every ploy can be successful, particularly when the will of fools like him must be accounted for.
So, Yeoman said, drawing her attention back to him, you came to my city because you heard of my stockpile and because you feared a return of the Lord Ruler's power.
I didn't say that, Vin said, frowning.
You said that you feared me.
As a foreign power, Vin said, with a proven ability to undermine a government and take it over.
I didn't take over, Yeoman said. I returned this city and the dominance to its rightful rule. But that is beside the point. I want you to tell me of this religion your people preach.
The Church of the Survivor?
Yes, Yeoman said. You are one of its heads, correct?
No, Vin said. They revere me, but I've never felt that I properly fit as part of the religion. Mostly it's focused around Kelsier.
The survivor of Hathsin, Yeoman said. He died. How is it that people worship him?
Vin shrugged.
It used to be common to worship gods that one couldn't see.
Perhaps, Yeoman said. I have read of such things, though I find them difficult to understand. Faith in an unseen god? What sense does that make? Why reject the god that they lived with for so long, the one that they could see and feel, in favor of one that died, one that the Lord Ruler himself struck down?
You do it, Vin said. You're still worshipping the Lord Ruler.
He's not gone, Yeoman said.
Vin paused.
No, Yeoman said, apparently noting her confusion. I haven't seen or heard of him since his disappearance. However, neither do I put any credence in reports of his death.
He was rather dead, Vin said. Trust me.
I don't trust you, I'm afraid, Yeoman said. Tell me of that evening. Tell me precisely what happened.
So Vin did. She told him of her imprisonment and of her escape with Sazed. She told him of her decision to fight the Lord Ruler and of her reliance on the 11th Metal. She left out her strange ability to draw upon the power of the mists, but she explained pretty much everything else, including Sazed's theory that the Lord Ruler had been immortal through the clever manipulation of his ferrochemy and allomancy in combination. And Yeoman actually listened. Her respect for the man increased as she spoke, and as he didn't interrupt her. He wanted to hear her story, even if he didn't believe it. He was a man who accepted information for what it was, another tool to be used, yet to be trusted no more than any other tool.
And so, Vin finished, he is dead. I stabbed him through the heart myself. Your faith in him is admirable, but it can't change what happened.
Yeoman stood silently. The older obligators, who still sat on their benches, had grown white in the face. She knew that her testimony might have damned her, but for some reason she felt that honesty, plain, blunt honesty, would serve her better than guile. That's how she usually felt.
An odd conviction for one who grew up in the thieving crews, she thought.
Ruin had apparently grown bored during her account and had walked over to look out the window.
What I need to find out, Yeoman finally said, is why the Lord Ruler thought it necessary for you to think that you had killed him.
Didn't you listen to what I just said? Vin demanded.
I did, Yeoman said calmly. And do not forget that you are a prisoner here, one who is very close to death.
Vin forced herself to be quiet.
You find my words ridiculous? Yeoman said. More ridiculous than your own? Think of how I see you, claiming to have slain a man I know to be God. Is it not plausible that he wanted this to happen? That he's out there still, watching us, waiting?
That's what this is all about, she realized. Why he captured me, why he's so eager to speak with me. He's convinced that the Lord Ruler is still alive. He just wants to figure out where I fit into all this. He wants me to give him the proof that he's so desperately wishing for.
Why don't you think you should be part of the Ska religion, Vin? Ruin whispered. She turned, trying not to look directly at him, lest Yeoman see her staring into empty space.
Why? Ruin asked. Why don't you want them worshipping you? All of those happy Ska, looking toward you for hope?
The Lord Ruler must be behind all of this, Yeoman mused aloud. That means that he wanted the world to see you as his killer. He wanted the Ska to worship you.
Why? Ruin repeated. Why be so uncomfortable? Is it because you know you can't offer them hope? What is it they call him? The one you are supposed to have replaced? The survivor? A word of preservation, I think.
Perhaps he intends to return dramatically, Yeoman said, to depose you and topple you, to prove that faith in him is the only